Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Police have discovered the body of a dead woman in an overgrown area off Rockaway Lane, Southampton.
Around 6:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th, 2024, acting on information received, police, including a K-9 unit, attended the VZ Nature Reserve up here in Southampton to conduct a search, of course, for missing person Mrs. Janet Nicholas. Now, during this search, an unresponsive female was discovered in an overgrown area just off of Rockaway Lane up here. And the identity of the victim has not yet been determined, and the circumstances regarding this incident are unknown at this time. Now, we're asking that anyone who resides in this area up here at Rockaway Lane and its environs and who may have seen any suspicious activity or anyone out of the ordinary in this area in the last few days to please get in contact with us by calling the main police number 295-0011 211. Or, of course, you may provide the information by using the community reporting portal, which is portal.police.bm. Of course, you may also provide the information to a police officer whom you know.
The identity of the victim has not yet been determined, and the circumstances regarding the incident are unknown at this time. Police are asking that anyone who resides in the area of Rockaway Lane, who may have seen any unusual activity in the area over the last 72 hours, to please call the main police number at 295-0011 or call 211. Meanwhile, Bermuda Air launches new unlimited flight pass designed to offer frequent travelers unparalleled flexibility. The unlimited flight pass is priced at US$2,999 for individual travelers and US$3,498 for two travelers, plus any applicable taxes. It offers unlimited travel on all Bermuda routes for 3 months. This is a part of Bermuda's one-year anniversary celebrations. The unlimited flight pass is the beginning of several new product innovations aimed at enhancing the travel experience for passengers. More offerings will be introduced in the coming months. And in your sports-related news, Bermuda is defeated 3-2 to Dominican Republic in the CONCACAF Nation League 4.0 opener. In the 17th minute, Bermuda took the lead with a Kane Critchlow goal, giving Bermuda a one-up against our opposition. The Dominican Republic responded and equalized shortly before halftime. In the second half, Reggie Lamb found the back of the net with a deflect shot from the left side of the box. Unfortunately, the Dominican Republic responded with two goals of their own to secure the victory. Head coach Michael Finley says it is extremely disappointing to suffer another cruel lesson in international football, given we created enough chances to gain the full 3 points, and in the end, we get no points. It is frustrating for all of the team as we have seen improvement on a number of levels as we continue to focus on being better each time we play, but that must come with results in the end. We now need to recover physically and emotionally and prepare for Antigua and Barbuda. It is essential that we get points to keep this group wide open as we look to gain as many points as possible over the next match and the October and November windows, then see where we are. The team's upcoming match against Antigua and Barbuda is on Tuesday, September the 10th at 5 p.m. Bermuda time. A victory in that match is crucial for Bermuda's hopes of progressing in the 2024 CONCACAF Nations League. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.